Previews are underway at Sotheby's in New York for the sale of the Martin Luther King Jr. collection. Here's what's up for sale. More than 10,000 manuscripts, books, speeches, sermons, letters, even class note cards dating from King's youth to just before his assassination in 1968. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
David Redden, vice chairman of Sotheby's, talks with excitement about the first time he went through the Martin Luther King Jr. collection in the basement of the King family home in Atlanta.
Behind the Christmas tree ornaments, you know, behind the boxes of old toys, were some of the most important documents of American history.
In Sotheby's showroom, there are walls of documents and showcases of books and memorabilia. Selby Kiefer, a senior vice president of Sotheby's, points to King's class notes from Morehouse College, including blue book exams, one with an A prominently displayed. He then notes a transcript from Crozer Theological Seminary,
where his lowest grade was given in public speaking, in which he received a C.
Did he get better, or simply have a teacher who didn't like his style? There are thousands of pages in books with King's notes in the margins and dozens of annotated sermons, every page on the wall at eye level.
If you want to take the time, you can walk along and read it. You can see the changes. You can see the words that have been scratched out, the words that have been inserted, and really see the thinking and writing process.
Kiefer's hope is that a major institution will buy the collection and make it accessible to the public. Dr. King's widow, Coretta Scott King, who died 5 months ago, had been trying to sell the collection for several years. David Redden says it will be sold as one lot, and the family has put other restrictions on the sale.
During the lifetime of the King children, it must be kept together.
So that means that we'll have 9 days of this exhibit and then 6 minutes?
Yes, could be 5 minutes, could be 4 minutes. Yes, it'll be fast. The beauty of an auction, the auction process, is that there's no negotiation, and it's over in a few moments.
Selling it as one lot means it's more likely that a major institution will buy the papers. Most institutions have been tight-lipped about whether they plan to make a bid for the collection. The one exception has been a consortium from Atlanta, including former Mayor Andrew Young and representatives from the city's colleges and universities. Earl Lewis, the provost of Emory University, had just gotten off the plane, but he was already enthralled.
It's actually very, very nice to be able to see King's own notations, his own thoughts as they evolved, and the ways in which his own words changed over time and his ideas changed over time. We get a sense of King as a human being and not just as an icon.
Lewis was joined by Philip Howard, vice president for institutional advancement at Morehouse College, Dr. King's alma mater. They were standing near those blue books that King had written at college.
We're partnering with Emory University and trying to find a way to bring the papers back to Atlanta where they belong. And so it's really exciting in that sense, and I hope they actually...
Do you think there's a shot?
I think there's a shot. I'm a development guy, so I'm always optimistic.
Sotheby's has appraised the Martin Luther King collection at between $15 and $30 million, but David Redden says that's conservative. After all, there are still surprises in the collection. 2 weeks ago, Redden saw loose pages fall out of a magazine, a later revision of King's 1963 letter from a Birmingham jail.
And you can see he's got little things that say, insert 1B, and you've got the paragraph written out here. Now, one of the great things about an archive, it is filled with undiscovered treasures.
On June 30th, we will all know who now owns those treasures. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
I'm looking at photographs of the King collection here. Here's a blue book from school, speeches in his own hand, pictures of King's books. You can see them at npr.org.